You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full. Walking the walk, here's Sam Clear.
Hi, I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. Between 2006 and 2008, I walked 15,500 kilometres around the world while praying for the unity of Christians. Now, as extreme as that may sound, I simply stopped in every church that I passed and invited them to at least join in praying for the broken body of Christ. I started walking in Brazil, and 9 months later, while crossing the USA, I learned a very important lesson from a Pentecostal minister. She found out that I was a Catholic and said tentatively, "Sam, I was once a Catholic, and I was married to an alcoholic and abusive man. When I plucked up the courage to ask for help from my parish priest, he just slapped me on the back and said, 'Don't worry, just pray about it, you'll be okay.' And he walked off." She continued, saying, "I never stepped foot inside a Catholic church again, but I met some Pentecostals and they helped me to put my life back together. I'm now a minister in our church." She then asked me, "How can the church teach such a thing?" I simply apologised to her and said, "That isn't what the church teaches. You just had a priest who didn't care. I'm so sorry that you were abandoned. I'm just glad that you found help and that your faith has been able to grow." She smiled and said, "Sam, God moves in mysterious ways," and she hugged me. Often the wounds in the church are not our fault, but that doesn't stop us from being capable of bringing God's healing love to the situation. Her Pentecostal friends had loved her back into the fullness of life, and through my simple apology, years of disdain vanished. If we're going to walk the walk, at times we'll need to be prepared to ask for forgiveness, not just for our own wrongdoings, but for those around us. When we pray, if we aren't already, can I challenge you to continue Jesus' prayer from John 17:23, that all people of faith would be united completely so that the world would see that the Father has loved us as he's loved the Son. I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. For more on the journey, go to walkforone.com.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. Everybody's watching you now. Everybody waits for you now. What happens next? What happens next? I dare you. Welcome to the fallout. Welcome to resistance. The tension is here. The tension is here. Between who you are and who you could be. Between how it is. So all about the floor. I redemption is here.
Welcome back to The Journey. I'm Jude, and I hope you're enjoying the show this week. That was Dare to Move by Switchfoot, and in there too was Seeds by Brooke Fraser. Now, we heard from Sam Clear in that mix too, and if you haven't listened to Sam before, well, you got a bit of an intro to how his story all started. Well, his story about his push for Christian unity all started anyway. He walked around the world for Christian unity. He's a man passionate about it and asks Christians wherever he goes to pray for Christian unity. He's broken down so many barriers, which is just fantastic, and really what this show is very much about. We also heard from Bruce Downs. A lot of people would know Bruce as the Catholic guy. I think a name he got when he went and spoke at the Hillsong conference, and they said, "Oh, you're that Catholic guy." And it just stuck, as names often do. Bruce is a fantastic friend of the show, and his inputs are really valued. He's actually moved to the eastern states now to start the Catholic Guy Impact Communities, and they'll be launched in coming months, which is going to be fantastic. It's that really reaching out to people who've disconnected with church. Now, over the last few weeks, we've been plugging this upcoming event called Young Men of God. It's going to be on from October 10 to 12 at the Stamwell Tops Conference Centre, south of Sydney. There are going to be people coming from all over the country. It's an opportunity to meet inspiring men from around the nation. It's going to be live music, thought-provoking and challenging talks, time to retreat and reflect on your journey with God, and really talk about different ways that you can step up to the plate and really be a man of faith. This year's conference is called Dare to Lead, and guest speakers include Bishop Peter Comensoli, Senator Zed Seselja, Pat Keady from the Emmanuel Worship Community in Brisbane. I'm going up there as well. I can't wait to run into all these fantastic guys. We're going to interview quite a few of them for the journey. For more details, go to ymgmovement.org, or you can call Dan on 0406 803-565. That's Dan on 0406 803-565. Now, a parish resource that's been utilised widely around the country in the last few years has been the daily Advent and Christmas reflections that have been produced by the Diocese of Wollongong. This year's reflection, called Redeemed, have got some fantastic presenters. People like Sister Hilda Scott will be on there, of course. And if you want to find out more about accessing those for your parish, we really encourage you to contact Jenny Raposio on 422-2411, and orders for those are coming in thick and fast as we lead into that Advent period. They were used widely throughout Australia last year. They were used by so many different groups in schools. They were used in prisons. They were used by parishes. A fantastic way to journey and prepare for what Christmas is really about, the coming of Jesus and our redemption. Coming up, we've got Dr. Byron and Francine Parola. They're much sought after marriage experts, and well, we've got them on the journey each and every week just about. It's fantastic to have them on the show. This week, they're going to talk about how important it is to avoid accumulated hurts in marriage so it's free to grow. They've got a lot of experience and wisdom, so keep on listening. Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
I'm finally broken, fallen too far, run up in pieces from chasing your stars. With twilight approaching, all that I've seen, I could never get over what you've done to me. Was the picture of a Midwest sweetheart, wrapped in grace to make a good man come apart. She wrote my siren song a tune with one dance, then gave it words with just a glance. I'm finally broke. To me, oh,
right out of road, yeah. All that I've seen, I could never get over what you've done to me. I could never get over what you've done to me.
Their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
Hi, we're Byron and Francine Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're talking about avoiding those accumulated hurts.
It's easy to speak sharply, reply abruptly, criticise unkindly, nag unnecessarily. We all do it, and we all know when we do. But how often do we actually repair the damage? We think that if we just avoid the big offences, then the little stuff-ups don't matter.
Actually, it's the opposite. It's often those little pinpricks of hurt that occur day to day that do more damage than the major transgressions between us. These little wounds tend to accumulate, a bit like the way a blister develops on your foot after you've bought a new pair of shoes. I mean, at first they just feel a bit tight, then they get a bit irritated, but after a while you've got a raw blister. And when you look back, you ask yourself, was it the first minute when you put the shoes on that did it, or when you were walking, or in the last 10 minutes? The truth is that every minute your skin was in contact with that shoe, it was doing damage. No one minute by itself was noticeable, but put them together and you've got a painful wound.
Emotional injuries work the same way. It may seem like a little thing, but lots of little things hitting the same spot add up to a big thing overall.
You may not notice every time you stick your spouse with one of those pins, but you do notice sometimes. So make a habit to immediately address it. An instant, "I'm sorry, that hurt you," or, "Oh my gosh, I didn't mean to say that." Make a habit to apologise immediately, and you'll turn around what was going to be a wedge driving you apart into something that actually pulls you together. And of course, you also avoid accumulating lots of unresolved, brittle baggage between you.
We're Byron and Francine Parola. For more tips to strengthen your marriage, visit smartloving.org.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. My
this love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea.
Back to the journey. That was My Lighthouse by Wren Collective, and as promised, another great input from Dr. Byron and Francine Parola. If you want more tips from them, and if you want to access one of their marriage weekends, an in-service for marriage covered by the new government contribution for relationships, go to smartloving.org.au. That brings us to the end of another week. Thanks for listening into the journey. I encourage you to give us some feedback on our Facebook page. Just look for The Journey Catholic Radio in your search engine, where you can follow the links to listen to past shows of The Journey. And remember, if the show isn't being played on your local Christian radio station yet, give them a call. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you and get some input as to why you'd like to have The Journey playing in your local region on your local Christian radio station. If not, just keep listening in via podcast at www.radio.dow.org.au. It's being promoted all around the country in churches, schools, parishes, bookshops, wherever. Next week on the show, we're doing it all again. Great music, interviews and inputs from our awesome presenters. And don't forget, we'll be having that interview with Archbishop Julian Porteous, Archbishop of Hobart, and a man who's absolutely passionate about evangelisation and reaching out to people who have disconnected from church and have switched off to God in their lives. Faith, hope, love and life. You've been listening to The Journey.
The Journey is produced by Jude Hennessy and edited by Nicholas Weir from the Office of the Bishop in the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong.